Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Divine.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202, 818-514-1202.
Or you can also hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we're also standing by on our Facebook page as well as iTunes and Twitter.
All right, and that sexy voice you just heard is our producer, Supreme Candace.
Okay.
Give it up.
Hello.
Hey, how was everybody week?
Cool, man. Cool. Okay. Really good. I actually went to see The Devil Inside the other day, man.
How was that?
Really?
Yeah.
You went to see John McCain?
Yeah. You know, he's making it. He's doing
right.
Good. No, it was okay movie. It was okay. It was, I kind of got a little, you know, it's. Okay, that's pretty much that's all you can say.
That means wait for DVD.
That's right. You know, it's. I'm not saying don't go see it. It was worth going to see, but I was expecting more after going to see like Paranormal and all of those things, and the way they put the hype around the movie and the billboard, and The Nun didn't really come into play.
I'm gonna delete it. With the crazy eyes.
So,
well, you know what, man, my week was nice, man. The coolest thing happened to me this week.
Oh yeah, we went off.
I was working, and I work outside.
Oh, wow, that's what happened?
Yeah, I was working outside.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, my hand was swatting something, and it didn't dawn on me that I just swatted a fly in January.
Yeah. Yeah, like, man, the weather
that was
has been
so cool.
The weather has been the best here, man. I am enjoying this. We have no snow, and I'm just
nothing.
The
I mean,
longer,
we talking. It was 50 degrees yesterday.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, the longer the snow stays off the ground, the happier I am.
There
again,
you go.
The closer we get to March, the happier I am. You know,
right. That's the goal.
Step,
make it to March.
So if you people are out there and you listening, you don't want the snow to have come down at all, hit us up on the Facebook page and say, hey, no more snow. Just leave that on our Truth Brothers fan page and just type that on the wall. Just, yep, you right, Devon, no more snow.
All right. And you got anybody got some shout outs?
Yeah, definitely got to say what's up to my man, AD23. He's playing South Carolina today, man. Good luck, bro. I know you're going to do your thing down there in Kentucky. You guys on the road, man, and I know you're going to do. I don't even have to wish you the best or nothing like that. You're going to do your thing, so that's
right. I want to send out a shout-out, man. I want to send out a shout-out to my boy, Vinny. You've been gone a long time. You're back in town now, and we happy to see you.
Sure.
And, we see you out there. And also, congratulations to one of our fans, Denise. She had her daughter had another child, so she's a grandmother again.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations. Right. Big grandmama.
All
oh,
right.
Real quick, and another shout out to Armani, man. You're doing very, very well, and I just saw what's going on with you. You know who you are. You know what you're doing. So, yeah, congratulations, man. I know I see you. Put it like that.
Okay. Candace? No, Candace don't like people. She don't congratulate nobody for nothing.
Yep, she busts Christmas.
You're right. She's right. All right, Dan. Well, let's jump into the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. Nah, I mean, hey, man, check this out. Chinese man burnt alive for not washing feet.
Crazy, right?
Man. Yeah. It's happened over there in Beijing, right? A Chinese bride burnt her new husband to death after he got into bed after a drunken argument without washing his feet. The state media reported Wednesday. Wang and his wife Lu.
Wang and Lu.
Yeah,
all
Wang
right.
And Lu were married on February 2nd. The couple, this was last year. But this just happened, actually. The couple, however, frequently fought over trivial things while still on their honeymoon. The official, oh, wow, that's their last name, Xingyu, the official name for the Xingyus or whatever. The couple had a central province, the couple stayed in the central province, had another fight on the night of January 1st.
And in frustration, they took a drunk and they together drank a bottle of liquor to ease their anger. At about 10 p.m., Lou watched her husband get into bed without cleaning or washing his feet. In a fit of anger and intoxication, she set fire to the sheets.
That was the last straw.
When he awoke, the two began fighting before. Wait, hold on, real quick. He was in the bed asleep.
That's right.
Then she set him on fire.
That's right.
Then he awoke.
That would usually wake you.
But I'm just saying, like,
he woke up burning toast.
But that's like brown rice in here.
Yeah.
When he awoke, the two began fighting before a very drunk Wayne collapsed. As fire engulfed the bedroom, Lou escaped the living room, leaving her other half to burn. Yep. The woman has been arrested.
And she ran to the police and said, I burnt my Wayne. I burnt my Wayne. That's right.
Look at here. I have fried my young. Are we trivially racist? Does that really make us racist? Are we racist?
I'm just saying that
about the guy and Asian. It can come off.
Was Wang. They burnt the Wang. That's a good one.
Oh, well, whatever. There it is. Just boom, man.
Moving right along. I got some dumb marijuana criminals for you guys. I'm gonna just go over a few of them real quick. Man fails drug test for cocaine, offers pot bribe to test taker to ignore the test. Yeah. A man who failed a drug test at his pain management clinic Thursday tried to bribe the medical assistant with marijuana to keep his cocaine positive test results under wraps, authorities said. Jeffrey Holdick, 40, was charged with possession of marijuana and intent to sell after the Central Florida, there you go again, Florida,
we are there.
Pain Management Clinic report that he bribed the official.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So he go to jail.
Pretty much.
Don't call 911. Growing pot will get you busted.
Really? Evidently.
Just right. Just so people can know, growing asking. One marijuana plant. A felony, 7 years in prison, and a $25,000 fine.
You know, real quick, though, I heard now it's a new law that if you get caught with, like, some marijuana on you, they don't take you to jail. They just give you, like, a $200 ticket.
Right, but that's under the, what is it, you know, when they say that if you're using it for recreational use, that weight, and then it's a certain weight where they figure you selling it.
All right, yeah, okay.
So we're talking about the selling it part. Okay.
Same thing.
Right.
Whatever. Right. Go ahead.
Police say a Connecticut man dialed 911, asked the dispatcher, how much trouble could I get into by growing one marijuana plant? And they said, let's find out. A one, a two,
right.
You're in jail.
Knock.
Right.
Like, okay. They promptly went to the man's house and seized a small amount of cocaine and drug paraphernalia. The man admitted that he bought seeds and equipment for growing, but he just wanted to know.
Man. You know.
Parents arrested for video of 2-year-old smoking marijuana.
What?
Yeah.
Well, let's just keep
a California couple was arrested after San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department received a tip from an individual who had a video of the parents allegedly allowing their 23-month child to smoke marijuana from a pipe.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The video depicts the child placing the pipe up to his mouth. He sucks on it and pulls it away and sucks on it and pulls it away.
Like, I can't stop.
And then then they got the mother slapping the marijuana out of his head. I told you, puff, puff, pass. You can't have it all.
This will get you shot at wow. In daycare. This will get you shot in daycare. You better learn. God,
that's right.
We went from duct tape to letting our kids flame up. There you go.
There you go. But they are arrested and awaiting trial.
Well, yep, they might get the Casey Anthony thing. Oh, well, it's okay. Yeah,
you got the duct tape
with the kiss mark on your baby lips, but we don't know if you did it. That's your flavor.
Right.
God. Well,
you hate people, don't you?
You know what? I've been there. dude. Well, I can't even remember the name of what we saw today. I was just going after that lazy shoes or whatever it was called. But anyway, all right, check this out. Library sends police officer to collect overdue books from a 5-year-old girl. A 5-year-old
girl. That'll learn, huh?
Yeah, she gonna learn today that hey,
other people might want to read Cat in the Hat.
Yep, you gonna learn. Hey, anyway. A 5-year-old girl was left in tears after police visited her home to collect her overdue library books. Haley Benoit was left scared and believing she would be arrested after being questioned about two books which were due to return to Charlton Public Library in Massachusetts. Several months before. Her mother Shannon said, I thought it was way overboard. I closed my door, I looked at my daughter and she started crying. The drama began when local police sergeant Dan Down
promptly came and hit her with a nightstick and said, "Where's the book?" "Where's the book? We know you got it."
Dan Down knocked on the door to chase up the errant books. It was part of a blitz on $4,000 worth of unpaid fines.
There you go.
She was the quarterback. She was the cutler.
Wow.
The books were found and returned, but Mrs. Benoit said sending the police around like was like pounding a 10-penny nail with a sledgehammer. She also said they have never received any warnings to the misplaced books were wanted back, and even Sergeant Down admitted he felt uneasy with the mission.
Yeah, said, only after he tasered her.
Wow.
Only after he tasered her.
And with the new taser
My life was in danger.
Yep, the kid was talking about, "I got your book right here." And grabbed her. Nobody, hold on. This is what Dan Down said. "Hey, man, nobody wanted to, on this end, get involved in this because it's dangerous."
See, because you never know what can happen.
"But the library contacted us, and the chief delegated, and apparently I was the one on the totem pole. I was the low man on the totem pole, regardless of whether the action is too heavy or light. Massachusetts state law does state that non-return of library books is a crime."
There you go.
I enforce
the law.
"So his and therefore I must taser this girl."
That's right. She'll get over it.
It's belligerent.
She'll get over it. 818-514-1202. How would you like to be tasered over a library? Give us a call and tell us. Matter of fact, since this is the terrible truth, if some of y'all out there got some terrible truth stories, feel free to give us a call and we will definitely let you commentate.
We would definitely love to hear what's going on in your world.
That's
out here.
Right.
But that dude, who shocks a kid over a book?
Dan Down.
That's what it is. Dan Down, man.
Dan the Man Down.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. Here you go. Bizow doo doo zippity bop bop bop. This is a man's name. 30.
Excuse me?
A lot of
That's
confidence
right.
in it.
Bizow doo doo zippity bop bop bop. 30 was arrested.
You are
that
lying.
Cannot be
that
lying.
Is not a man's name.
That cannot.
That is Little Rich's boyfriend.
We gonna call him Z-Wow for short. All right.
Z-Wow,
my dog Z. 30 was arrested Thursday afternoon on charges of carrying a concealed weapon, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, and a violation of probation in Madison, Wisconsin. My man Z, Z-Bop. Was born Jeffrey Drew Wyszynski. I like the Z-Bop better. According to court records, he legally changed his name to Bizow.
You are lying.
Zippity bop 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 in October.
That is a lie.
Oh no! Matter of fact, I want some of our people can verify this because according to ZZ, my man Z, he has a Facebook account. So there you go. I want you to go check out your Facebook. Bizow doo doo zippity bop bop bop. Oh, that'll pull up in the search engine. Trust me.
Bizow zippity doo doo bop. Leftover change.
He says when he's not in trouble with the law, he enjoys he enjoys activities including eating, standing, walking, thinking, and diamonds.
Diamonds
and diamonds,
isn't it?
That's an activity.
Everybody knows that I enjoy chilling with my activity diamond.
No, he likes the diamond. I don't know how you do it, but he likes to do it.
Maybe he want
to
die, man. I don't know.
He's also single, so there you go, ladies.
Because nobody wants their last name to be Zobdibbity Doobop. How you doing? I'm Zobdibbity Boobop. Yeah, my husband Bizal over there is a fool. What he doing? Oh, he's over there playing diamond. You know how he do.
You know how he do.
He's
that's
just
right.
Standing doing his normal
that's action. Right. Okay, my man was apprehended by authorities after neighbors complained of excessive drinking and drug use around the local park. Because, of course, he don't have
that's,
a home.
Know what? Bam. No, I'm going to tell you right now. That's how he got that name. Police pulled him over one day. He was drunk. What's your name? Boobop. What?
You heard me.
Clifton.
What?
What's your middle name? Down there.
Okay, when they took him into custody, they found him in possession of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a knife. On his way to prison, he told the cops that he would get even with them by putting his name on all their credit cards.
I'm putting cases on all y'all. My man, Zobdibbity Doodah. That's my man. That sounds like something that, woo.
Yep. So
that's a high note.
Yep. So let's get a quick break in, and then we will be back with more of the Terrible Truth, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's still bigger than hip hop, hip hop. When it's real, they get scared. Got a slave for the welfare. Ain't no food, clothes, or healthcare. I'm down for guerrilla warfare. All my niggas put your guns in there. If you really don't care, I'm talking about
what's up, everybody? This is one half of the True Buzz, Devon. Thanking everybody for tuning in every Saturday and downloading us on iTunes. Our fans are the greatest. For us to become the number one show on Blog Talk, we need you to continue doing what you're doing by commenting on Blog Talk, the Facebook page, and leaving your reviews on iTunes. Also, if you like the show, tell three friends to tune in every Saturday, 5 p.m. Central Time at blogtalkradio.com/truebrothers. By exposing us to more people, it puts us on the path to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk. Keep doing what you're doing. We love y'all. Two fingers.
Brothers Radio.
Aston King, Lutheran dreams. The young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend. A story of saints that came with wings. Pretty as the skyline, sky is my ally. Son of the most of up high.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And ladies and gentlemen, my Truth Brother Ray was not lying. This guy's name is Bizal Doo Doo Zibbity Zoo Pippity Bop Bop Bop
Esquire.
Don't that sound like the name Elroy made up on the Justice for that, what was that song? Ah, I can't remember it right now.
Eep,
Op, or Ah. Yep. And that's his sister name.
No, it actually reminded me of that Flintstones episode with Fred was a beatnik.
Yeah.
Oh, high five. When my man went to the cut the record, it's high five. And it was number one for like 8 weeks.
Oh, go man, go. That sounds like something your boy Pootie Tang could say though, doesn't it? I'm a tabadai on your toma star with my tip top tubity. But wow.
But yeah. Please, somebody out there, go to his Facebook page, man. Tell him the Truth Brothers said, what's up?
Nah, tell him we said, da woogaboo bing bang, baby.
Boogity boogity.
Why would you change your name? I'm sorry, people. We got to be key. Boy, your name was Jeffrey. That gets you a job, man.
Which is why he had to change it.
Jeffrey gets you a job.
He's into the counterculture, man. That's why he lives in the park.
Jeffrey Drew Whiskle. I mean, you can't do nothing about your last name.
Yes, but you can. He did something about it.
Yeah, evidently. You know, because I enjoy the finer things in life like eating, standing, walking, thinking, and diamond. Those. Good God, we're stupid. Oh, we're stupid.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, from Zip Zop Dibbity to Well Baby. Check this out, and I know you're going to get why I say Well Baby. Utah woman accused of theft claims to be a Cosby kid.
Excuse me?
Now, which Cosby kid does she claim to be?
The middle kid, the one that got drunk.
Vanessa?
Vanessa.
No.
Vanessa.
I said baby.
She
the young
to be
one.
Rudy.
Rudy? Small, missing tooth, Huxtable. Check this out, though, real quick. Police in Utah say a 32-year-old woman arrested on suspicion of shoplifting falsely told officers she co-starred with Bill Cosby on The Cosby Show.
That's right. When she got what Zibbity Doodop had.
Yeah, she got some of that Zhang Wong Pao.
That's right.
Police say
Bernie Wang.
I had burned my way. Leia Ife Davis. That's her name. Leia Ife Davis of Provo, Utah, was in a JCPenney store when they say she put several items into a bag and walked out of the store. Security stopped her and found that she had about $600 worth of goods.
Damn.
Authorities say she... I didn't even know you can get $600 worth of stuff out of JCPenney, though. Just saying.
Right.
Who goes in that
girl? Tough skin. $600 worth of tough skin.
But then again, I'm going to get back to that because I have seen some jeans at JCPenney's that I'm like, nah, you got to be kidding me. Like 60, 70 bucks a pair. But anyway, authorities say she told officers she played the role of Rudy Huxtable, but actress Keisha Knight Pullman actually played Rudy, the youngest daughter, on a 1980 sitcom. Court records say Davis also claims she owned the mall in which she was arrested. The Salt Lake.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was named after me, Mall.
I was just going into the part of the mall I named after my kid, J.C. Penny. That's my daughter. You know her. She's famous here. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Davis was charged with a felony count of retail theft and misdemeanor trespassing charge. So, when did Rudy become a thief? I thought that was who was that that stole that episode?
Hey, this is the way I see it. Rather the thief than Keisha Knight Pullman getting crushed on a college campus in the back of a car.
I remember that.
I didn't like it at all.
You did say she was catching the homie.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
That was on
like Ibram's World. It was on a couple of sites where this white boy crushed her in the back of a car, and this fool let him videotape the whole thing.
Wow.
So
and
when he played that part,
he's sitting
on
there talking about Cliff is gonna be mad about this, but
you know they actually did a spoof of that show that actually turned out to be a porno joint, right? No joke. The spoof for the show. I know, I'm just saying.
Out, yeah.
They did a spoof for that whole show.
They did the Flintstones as a porno,
I'm just saying. America's favorite dad.
They did the Brady Bunch. Hey.
But, dude, the son was actually doing the mama on that show. So
right.
That doesn't really... Hey, far-fetched.
Hey, people trip. Hey, Greg Brady had it going on.
And
for a brief moment, give him a good 3 years period, Greg Brady was winning. It was good to be Greg Brady. It ain't good now.
I don't know.
You get laughed out the mall and got a steal shit of JCPenney. But
I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know Greg. I know he was getting over on the mom, and the dad was getting a little bit on the heated side. Like,
no.
That's not her.
No, the dad, Greg, you know, Papa Brady was Boys Town. He was a homosexual. Yeah.
When they did a biography of that show, when they had actors like, you know, go back and play what was going on behind the scenes, they had him like a little bit upset that Greg
maybe he wanted Greg. I don't know.
Ah, that could.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, you got a point.
Whatever.
There.
I'm just saying. Hey, he crushed the sister too.
What's
crushed
her name?
Marsha too.
Not Marsha, did
Yeah, that's the oldest.
Oh, okay, because I'm thinking that's the one with the...
Yeah, not Cindy. You go to jail for Cindy. No,
not the youngest, the middle one.
Jan, no.
That was her name, Jan?
Yeah.
You sure that was her name? Jan Brady?
Candace?
Marsha?
Marsha's
the oldest. Jan was the middle.
Marsha, Jan, and Cindy.
Oh, I thought that name wasn't Jan. It was something else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my bad. Zibbity boo bop, dibbity bop bop bang.
There you go. Oh, okay. Is it me? Okay.
Yeah, it's you, bro.
I got you. Teen pleads guilty, then takes public office.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Pennsylvania. I plead guilty to a traffic ticket, and they at my house telling me they can't deliver my pizza to me, and he gets the office. Okay.
Oh.
Pennsylvania. A 19-year-old who spent his morning pleading guilty to escape and stalking charges spent his evening being sworn in as a public official. Kyle Bowler, 19, pleaded guilty to charges Wednesday in a Lake County court and, after being sentenced to probation, was sworn into the position of the Alberta Borough Council. He was elected in November. Morning Call reported him Thursday. You've been given a great responsibility here, the council president told Bowler. Do the best you can do to make the borough proud of you. He said, yeah, whatever, Your Honor. Bowler was then arrested in 2010 while drinking alcohol. He managed to slip out of his handcuffs and flee the police station. He was arrested again in July after throwing a brick through his ex-girlfriend's window and throwing rocks at her car. And he has a fine political career ahead of him.
Of course, he's not doing nothing that the rest of them haven't done.
Hey, he's a young Anthony Weiner.
True indeed. hey, you're playing. You're being facetious.
He's a young Oh
yeah.
God, I forgot the fool's name, but whatever.
McCain?
No, I wouldn't go. Yeah, he's. Yeah, I don't think. McCain was out there too. Yeah, McCain,
they all are out there, man. What's the boy from New? Not New York.
He's a young Newt Gingrich. There you go. He's a young Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich is grumpy like that.
We just did two shows back. Yeah. Yeah, Gingrich gets it in. Gingrich is filed for divorce while your wife is going to chemo. Newt Gingrich.
Yep. Oh God. Yep. Your wife's in chemo, but what they got to do with me? I'm Newt. Yeah, Newt her and we'll get it in. Check this out. Colorado woman rubs her buttocks against $30 million painting in Denver, where Tebow's the man. A 36-year-old woman was arrested Wednesday after punching, scratching, and sliding her buttocks against a painting worth more than $30 million, authorities in Colorado said. Carmen Tish is accused of...
Tish put her tush on the painting.
Carmen Tish is accused of pulling her pants down to rub up against the work and oil on canvas called 1957J Number 2. I guess she pulled her number 2 on that, didn't she?
Right.
By the late abstract...
I want to be next to the great.
By the late abstract impressionist artist Clifton Steele.
Yep, she pulled her. Yep, she said, I want some steel, and pulled her tush. Tish pulled her tush down and got next to steel. That's how I should have read.
That'd probably been awful, though, and I don't think we should be broadcasting like that. But check this out. Tish allegedly caused $10,000 worth of damage to the painting. I wonder how dirty her.
Yeah, she couldn't lie about it.
Maybe it was around that time of the month where she just, you know what? Put that on there, too.
Whatever.
Tish was charged with felony criminal mischief on Wednesday and has been held on a $20,000 bond since the incident in the late December, said Lim Kimbrough, spokesman of the Detroit District Attorney's Office. Awful.
Very awful.
I don't know. I didn't know art can get you that way.
Is that emotional?
You get emotional like that over there?
Yeah. Impression. He was an impressionist. It left an impression on her.
She just decided to rub her raw meat against the
wow.
Yeah, you
know
what?
I don't know what to tell you. That was awful, man.
You know what this needs? little bit of booty juice. That's all. I know it says an oil painting. You know what this needs? Just a tad splash of booty juice. Now it's a masterpiece.
She thought she was one of them Sherman Bears.
She was one of them bears. Uh-oh. Looked like somebody left something behind.
Enjoy the go.
I had to flush on my number two, so I went on that number two. J number two. Wow, they need to come out with ass paintings.
Yeah, well, she'd be famous. Man charged with hitting mother with ham.
Ham kind of hurt when you hit the face.
Oh, Union City, Tennessee. Police.
Where they get it in?
Where they do not play around with their port. There are no Muslims in Union, Tennessee. They will chase you out with pork.
You get from around here with that pig.
police have charged a man with throwing ham at his mother. According to the Union City Daily Messenger, 37-year-old Emmanuel Cordell Kennedy was arrested Tuesday afternoon on charges of domestic assault.
With a ham.
Hillshire.
Yep.
Brenda King, his mother, told police the two argued at her home. He hit her in the back with a ham while she was walking down the hall.
Go me.
Hey, don't you turn your back on me. Don't you turn your back on me.
Don't you dare turn your back on me. I will slap you with the side of a pig neck. Don't you dare. Okay, so now you ain't listening. He threw every part at her that he felt shit was going on. Oh, you're not listening. Here's a pig ear. You turning your back, here's some pig back. Like, dude is... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
She got hit, got up, left the home, and reported it to the police.
And then ate the ham.
Oh, well, of course. You're not going to let no good ham go to waste.
Who lets great ham go to waste? A sandwich just ain't a sandwich without a thing as if a back ham.
She said... Dang it, Emmanuel, that ham ain't done yet.
Like, dude, who hits people with ham? Why?
There was a famous person got hit in the face with a ham. The Food Network, the old chick.
Paula Deen.
Yeah, Paula Deen got...
Oh, my... No!
Yeah, she got slapped in the face with a frozen ham.
Are you... No.
Oh, yeah, that's on YouTube.
I like Paula Deen, man.
Yeah, well, someone didn't.
They like Paula Deen. She likes the young sailors, but whatever.
Yeah, she. Oh, and she. Yeah, oh, she'll she, get. Yeah, yeah she get raunchy on fast. Her. You supposed to be cooking. She. You ever see the one where she had the black dude on there?
Which dude? She always has the black dudes on there. She doesn't let anyone.
What was the black dude? What's that black dude's name?
Bill. Whatever.
No, Aaron McCargo.
Yeah, had him on
you
there.
You notice how we don't know nothing. Yeah, as soon as we, Candace is shooting
that's
him out.
That's why we
like,
have her here.
I know. Hey, she is the walking book of knowledge. Just, yeah, y'all.
But yeah, they was making something together, and he was like, and they was making dessert. She's like, yeah, put that chocolate in it.
I love it with the chocolate in it.
With your finger. Not that one.
No, the Snickers. She took a Snickers bar. He had his... plate in his lap, and she stuck the Snickers bar.
Oh yeah!
And with the cream on it, and said, "Oh, I like the chocolate like that."
Yeah,
it burned my wang.
She looked him right in the face and said, "This is how you eat a Snicker."
Took her teeth out and proceeded to eat.
Okay, all right,
then eat it. Just like you get the taste first, don't you? There.
This maximizes the flavor.
Yep, you're 6'3 and dark. I want them. And very dark. I want them.
Okay.
I call them midnight.
Cool. Let's all pay some more bills. We will be back with more Terrible Truth and Truth Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe this? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. Those new days is dawning, new ways of performing.
True
Have you been caught in legal problems, faced with serious issues that threaten your job, marriage, or political career? Here at Nielsen's Assassinations, we offer a wide variety of services to get you out of even the most difficult circumstances. Established in 1963, we still offer the highest quality hits at competitive rates. We pride ourselves in always giving you the most professional services with a wide array of options. We are the only assassination firm licensed in the use of incendiaries and trained ninjas. Our work is guaranteed to be discreet and completely untraceable. We can mop up your little messes and you reap the benefits from the comfort of your own home while avoiding any legal hazards. Call us today for your free, no-hassle consultation. Your enemies will be sad that you did. And Nielsen's Assassinations,
we kill for you.
Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck. He'll shoot you in your back. Maybe now you should stop laying down for the law. Be sure to commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see. To see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio. And we are back. Yeah, nice dig. Take that library book back.
Yeah, the library. It's not just for reading anymore.
That's right.
The new jails are held at the library. That is awful, man. I still can't believe they beating little girls for library books now.
Well, they came and told, hey, you better bring it back or we coming for you.
Or they put the cuffs on them. Either way.
Wow. Hey, I just want to throw something out there really quick, you guys. Last week, we had one of our listeners, Iron Man, who gave us a shout out on Facebook to let us know that he couldn't get the show and he just wanted to give us a heads up. So thank you so much for that comment.
You
know, we really appreciate it. That's what we're talking about.
Dedicated listeners real cool.
Who want to make sure that, hey, we knew what was going on.
In live.
Yeah, and just
so and wouldn't miss out.
Yeah, just for clarification, there was nothing wrong with the broadcast, but I guess one of Blog Talk servers down and because some parts of the country still got it and then some places didn't.
Right.
So yeah, just let you know. And if you get the episode, if you get last week's episode off of iTunes or listen to it in the archives of Blog Talk Radio, there's no interruptions in it at all.
Right. So I mean, we just want to give a heads up, people. If anything happens on the site, you know, if you can't come through, hit the Truth Brothers up on our email or even through the Facebook page, and you know, we'll work something out to make sure that you get this episode.
That's right. We're monitoring those all the time. Also, I also thought that our episodes would be going right up on Facebook, and then I found out that they wasn't. So we're personally making sure that every episode from now on goes right up on Facebook.
Right on the page.
As soon as we're done, it goes right up there. So
we love y'all.
Right. So. Real quick, we know that the Iowa caucuses were Monday, and the three top winners was Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul. Everybody pretty much knows a lot about old Mitt, Mittens.
Right.
Mittens is just a
right.
hollow mannequin that tries to say the right things in order to get what he wants. But a lot of people aren't too hip to the other two, so I'm going to give y'all a little background on some of these dudes, especially we're going to start off with Ron Paul, because a lot of people say that they like Ron Paul. And I know Ron Paul will get on television and he'll say a lot of right things. I mean, his foreign policy, I totally dig where he's coming from on the foreign policy.
Yeah.
I totally get that. I mean, he's like for cutting some defense spending and he don't believe in just getting into wars to benefit, you know, corporate America. I totally feel a stance on that. But when you electing somebody to be your leader, you're not just electing them on one issue. So let me just put you up on some game about your boy Ron Paul. He had a newsletter in the 80s and 90s. It was called the Ron Paul Political Report, Ron Paul's Freedom Report, the Ron Paul Survival Report, and the Ron Paul Investment Letter. Let me give you some quotes out of this out of his newsletters. Here's one. Given the influences of what D.C. laughingly calls its criminal justice system, I think we can we can safely assume that 95% of black males in that city are semi-criminal or entirely criminal.
That is a quote.
That is a quote.
That is a quote, people.
That's off his newsletter. When he was pressed about this, he was like, I don't know how that got there. No, that wasn't me, and I should have been checking it and not let that get on there. But, I mean, he's running the whole thing. So they're not putting up anything on – they wasn't putting up anything on there that he wasn't with. So let me give you another one. We are consistently told that it is evil to be afraid of black men. It's hardly irrational.
Yeah, of course.
In other words, yeah, you should be. Yes, that's how
I mean,
you know.
Come on.
Like you said, that's how you know your Santa is white, right?
Yeah,
you're not afraid of him.
You're not afraid of him, right? You know, everybody knows that. Hey, we are told no. We're not. We supposed to embrace black men, but have you seen how threatening they look?
Right.
That is all
right. Here's another pearl for you. After the Los Angeles riots, one article in the newsletter said, order was only restored to L.A. when it came time for the blacks to pick up their welfare checks.
Yeah, wow. I heard about that.
That's right. That's when they said, oh, the rioting must stop. It's the 15th.
Yep. Did you notice that then they wanted to, they still had this stuff and was saving their money from the welfare.
Right. His newsletter referred to Martin Luther King as a world-class philanderer who beat up women and seduced underage teenage girls and boys.
Because everybody knows that's what Martin did. Martin took
just utterly out the box.
He took concrete bricks to the head.
Right.
And he was like, and walked through that, but he beat up women. Because everybody knows that's what happened.
All right.
Great. You're a genius. Yes,
that's right. Another one, in another letter, he referred to Barbara Jordan, a civil rights activist,
yeah,
and Congresswoman Barbara Mirandon, who was in Congress during the 90s, as the archetype half-educated victimologist.
Mm.
Yeah. That, and we're talking about,
wow,
your boy, Ron Paul. But I tell you what, we got a caller. Hey, caller, what's going on? You on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Oh, yeah, this is Bubba from the Backwoods. How you all doing this evening?
Doing great.
All right, this is who?
Bubba from the Backwoods. You all look like bouncers, man. You all bouncers down at some bar or something?
Oh, no, man, no, no. Never bounced anything in my life. I was a DJ at one point. Does that help?
Yeah, but I'm saying you guys got a mean-looking picture there, I'll tell you. Except for that sweet girl that's smiling. Good or muddy, but...
I know, man. She's our saving grace.
Yeah, she keeps us alive.
Yeah, so what's your comment there, man?
Oh, you just...
Oh, no. Tell me. Ask me a question. You're talking about manhood tonight, right? I missed a little bit of it. Forgive me.
Cool. Yeah, but we weren't getting into that hour two. We're doing what we call the terrible truth. But, yeah, okay, what's your opinions on manhood?
We can take that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Sex with no emotions is masturbation.
Well, that's always great. Cause,
well, there you go.
Everybody knows that's what gets you into manhood, isn't it?
There you go.
You're a genius here.
Hairy palms and everything.
Yeah, that's right. You know, sex with no emotions. I was on the Frank Nitti show. You know him, Ghetto Government Radio? I love him.
Ghetto Government Radio, sir. That's
never
really, that's where we're going. No, it's my turn. So what you're telling me is Ghetto Government Radio, instantly we have to know what that is. Because, hey, the two mean-looking guys with the sweet lady got to, hey, y'all know Government. Come on, stop playing.
With the pre-season giveaway.
Yeah, sure, we know who Ghetto. Yeah,
cool.
But enlighten us.
Yeah.
And please enlighten us. What's Ghetto Government Radio?
Break it down to us.
I've never heard of them, sorry.
Oh, God, I'll break it down to you.
Please.
God. Real quick, like.
Okay.
No calls, no answer, no nothing. Good. And I've been on there for 2 years. I don't know what the hell is going on that radio show. I'm sure Frank will be calling soon.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, anytime you call the Truth Brothers, we guarantee to put you up on the scoop, man. You keep checking us out. And thank you there. See you later.
What's up with creepy people calling
No.
Hey, man.
Whatever.
This is
no.
This is True Brothers Radio.
All right.
We love anybody who wants to
we
call
do
us,
love
man. And
good
we
job.
Wanna,
we love the attention. We want to
thank that guy, and we definitely appreciate it. Hey, man, if Popeye let Poop Deck Pappy use the phone to call us up, man, you have no
okay.
You have
so
no
I can't say my piece, yes, but Poop, you can call Poop Deck Pappy, and I, oh, whatever. Because, hey, what, hey, all right, here we go. Now, this is what I do. This is what I do. You gave
no,
me brain.
No.
Oh, I can't do this?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm cool.
That's everybody
knows
that's
what.
This is where you call up to tell your truth. He got on there and told his truth.
His truth was
Ghetto Government Radio. His truth was
Ghetto Government Radio. And, hey, are y'all bouncers?
Because you look awfully big.
You look awfully tough. I seen you, except for that sweet candy to the No, I'm just playing with you, guy. We love you at the Truth Brothers, man. This is just what we do. I came off a little strong, I do apologize. But,
that's cool, man. This
is what we do.
We want everybody to call, man. We are. I appreciate that he called.
Yeah, all the cartoon characters need to tune
that's
in.
That's right. Who knows? Peter Potamus might call up next.
We don't know. Or Beat-a-bop, Doo-da-ba-doo-bop
bang right.
might call. Who
that's
knows?
Right. But anybody out there and some of the people who peeping us on Facebook and all of that, who keep sending us messages,
and please
give us a call.
Don't be shy.
That's right.
Yeah,
don't
a lot of
shy.
People I know are saying that they're shy to
right.
call
don't
the truth,
be
brother.
Shy. My man look, was not shy. We're not gonna
bash him for look, saying his piece, and this is what he wanted to do. He's calling from a part of the town, and we love that. That just goes to show the Truth Brothers are expanding, and we appreciate the love. And personally, from me to that caller that just called in, I appreciate the love. It's just you speak your truth. We speak ours, and the world keeps moving.
There you go.
That's all. I'm not. Why is everybody pointing the flag at Devon?
Ghetto Government Radio. And like we had cheese in our pocket.
Nah, Ghetto Government. They take my babies. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell in your ear, but
anyway, let me get back. We just did Ron Paul's Outrageous. Let me get on my boy Rick Santoro.
My hair itches.
Rick Santorum, who came in number two in the Iowa caucuses,
yeah.
But they said that some of them ballots was not right, and they said it most likely he probably won, but the Republican Party proper, they're looking for your boy Mittens to deal with that. So they don't want especially because he dude Rick Santorum is a trip. Matter of fact.
Hold on. You said second place where?
At the Iowa caucuses Monday.
Okay, because I know in New Hampshire, wasn't Paul was supposed to be going?
No,
to
they ain't.
Yeah, I know.
New Hampshire
this
week.
Right.
It's
okay,
this week.
I'm tripping. Yeah, I got you.
So, yeah, matter of fact, if you guys got nothing to do, Google Rick Santorum. That's all I got to tell you.
Oh, he's a word.
Google
dude,
Rick Santorum,
his own
man.
Nephew said he's voting for Ron Paul.
Right.
Like, okay,
right.
Yeah, Uncle Santorum. I'm gonna roll in with the old guy.
Right.
Better.
Okay. So let me put you up on scoop. Let me put you up on scoop. Here we go. Here's one. Oh, you know what? Here's what I'm gonna do. I got some of his best stuff. I'm gonna give it to you. From 5 to 1. Here's number 5. Obama should have opposed abortion because he's black. This is what the man said. Check it out. During an appearance on Christmas television on Christian television in January, Santorum said he was surprised that President Obama didn't know when life began, given his skin color. I find it most remarkable for a black man to say, now we're going to decide who people are and who people aren't, he explained. Yeah, that's your boy,
wow.
Ricky Rick. Yeah. Check it out. Gay soldiers.
Hey, hold on real quick, bro. Before we do that, again, we have to throw this number out one more time. 818-514-1202. If you have any input or anything, if you just want to call the Two Brothers, please call in. Again, the number is 818-514-1202.
All right. Gay soldiers cause problems for people living in close quarters. During an appearance on Fox News Sunday in October, Santorum defended his support for Don't Ask, Don't Tell by arguing that gay soldiers would disrupt the military because they're in close quarters, they live with people and obviously shower with people. He suggested that there are people who were gay and live that lifestyle but aren't anymore. Now, That's cool. That's his,
yeah,
that's his
okay,
opinion.
Yeah, right.
Check it
right,
out,
right.
though.
I got you.
The Commandant of the Marine Corps was one of the staunchest people that was against gays in the military and wanted to keep – he was one of the staunchest supporters of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Ever since Obama took it down, he has come out and said there has been it's been a seamless transition. There has been no problems whatsoever.
Right.
Do you know why? Because you already had gays in the military
right, exactly.
to begin with.
That's what I was. It's not.
So
it's
there
seamless
was no
because
big, right.
it wasn't a big deal to people to begin with.
There
I don't think
go.
A lot of people cared. Hey, if I'm in a foxhole and I trust this guy and he likes another man,
that has nothing to do with him watching my sex.
Exactly. If my position is in and I know he has my back. Not in a certain way, but I mean as far as, hey, he's going to protect his fellow soldier.
That's right.
Hey, I'm with
That's
that.
That's right, and anybody who wants to serve their country should have the right to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's their
those people are expressing their patriotism and want to be down for the cause of America.
Right.
You need to let them
but
go ahead
don't
and
wanna,
do what
and,
they
and
do.
You got, but you got
you don't
the
pick
people
and
who,
choose.
Right, you got the people who don't want to do it simply because only straight people should fight for this country. Well, a lot of straight people don't care.
There you go.
But
right,
anyway,
check,
just saying.
Yeah,
but go
check
ahead.
This out. Contraception is a license to do things. Santorum has pledged to repeal all federal funding for contraception and allow states to outlaw birth control, insisting that it's a license to do things in a sexual realm that is counter to how things are supposed to be.
So if you take it away, that will eliminate all the kids that are
no,
born.
That's, yeah, that, no, that's,
right. I'm just
that's
I'm being,
just supposed to punish you because you're only supposed to have sex if you're married and you're
if
not
you
supposed
do.
To have contraception. If she has seven babies, that's her problem. That's
that you will
you know,
eventually
I guess in
have
his
to
world,
take care
right,
of.
In his world,
oh
hey,
my
you're
God,
gonna be, she's
dude.
Supposed to be
and
barefoot and pregnant. You're supposed to work at the quarry and come home and life is great.
But
whatever.
Don't he see? Well, never mind. Whatever.
Man,
go
that,
ahead. That's
this,
an idiot.
This cat lives in a bubble, man. Check it out. Number two, I'm for income inequality. They talk about income inequality. I'm for income inequality, Santorum said during an event in Pella, Iowa in December. I think some people should make more than other people because some people work harder and have better ideas and take more risks.
Really?
They should be rewarded for it. I have no problems with income inequality. That's not what we're talking about. Yes, Steve Jobs, the difference between his salary and my salary is definitely justified. The man created all kind of great gadgets and ran his own business. That's not what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about when you're making 400, when you're making 1,000 times more than your lowest employee, and to make sure that everyone gets dividend checks, you lay off half the plant.
Exactly.
That's income inequality.
Exactly.
When you sit there, when your business can't generate a profit off of what it produces anymore,
because
and the way that you do it
girl.
Is through attrition and cutting people
mm-hmm.
off, that's income inequality. When you sit there and you run your company into the ground,
and then you
and
leave,
then you
like,
leave.
Oh, right.
That's right. When you leave with
Thank
$100
you.
Million dollar golden parachute and you ran a country into the ground, you ran a company into the ground, that's income inequality.
Crazy thing about that. Go
how
ahead.
About this? How about Did the people who ran Enron deserve the money that they made?
No, but the fact
but they had no problem screwing the people that worked at Enron.
It's crazy though. It, to put that in layman's terms, go watch that movie with Jim Carrey called Fun with Dick and Jane. That's a quick way to put it in layman's terms for everybody to understand it. It's really
you want to go that route? That's fine. I tell you what, True Brothers got a couple of odd suggestions for you. Check out the documentary Inside Job.
Yeah,
talks about the Wall Street debacle.
But we was talking layman's terms.
I know.
Man. I'm just
I know.
Saying, but
I'm just giving it to him real. You know, I love documentaries.
You.
I'm gonna give it to him real.
I got you.
Check that out. Check out Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room. That's another documentary that tell you what those people who are for income inequality did to that company and did to the poor people who was working.
Your
there.
Boy had a decent documentary on that too. The one that did the Fahrenheit 9/11. What's your boy?
Michael Moore.
I forget the documentary he had. It was a pretty decent one.
Yeah, it's called Capitalism, A Love Story.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly
that
what it was.
Out.
Yep. Great story.
Yeah, this look. Let me explain something to y'all. This is not ghetto government radio.
No,
this
we don't.
Truth Brothers. We do not play around when it comes to knowledge. Nobody here is dumb.
Not one.
Nobody.
Like, honestly, we get our jokes in, we do what we do, but trust me, when it comes to holding our own, we can.
Just saying. There's a couple of things y'all should check out. Matter of fact, I was going to be waiting, but sometime before the summer on our Facebook page, we're going to be putting up book sites, book clubs. We're going to have a whole lot of suggestions, documentaries and books for people to check out.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then if you got some documentaries or some books you want us to check out, if you disagree, if you think Ron Paul is a great candidate, give us a call, 818-514-1202.
We're just putting our opinion out there. We're not trying to personally take your opinion away from you. We need you to have your opinion. We want you to have your opinion because that's what makes you. That's what makes this show the way this show is.
That's right. That's why we love Dude Who Called. I don't care who anybody is free to call this show. You call this show anytime you want.
So at the end of the day, I mean, do what you do. Again, you know, if you don't agree with the Truth Brothers and what we're saying, we will gladly have a respectable conversation about it. Nobody's going to go over the top with you over something that we just say and you just say. So that's why we say, do not be shy to call the Truth Brothers. Do not feel hesitant to call the Truth Brothers again, or hit us up on the Facebook, or hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net.
That's right. Now let me ask you something.
What's going on?
With the Iowa caucuses out of the way, this is something that kind of struck me funny. The Iowa caucuses didn't have a lot of people participating in it, really. And they're always the first primary out of the gate in the political season. That's a lot of power to give one state that has so little participation, especially in caucus form. That's not even you know, the polls are open, and that's not a traditional way of voting. Do you think that maybe they should be pushed? They should be pushed back into maybe the middle of the pack.
I wouldn't necessarily push them back to the middle. I mean, it's like, so who do you give the state? I mean, do you give it to? I mean, it all depends on where you're going to give the power to. I mean, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, every state really is going to get their turn to hold something.
No, I mean, a lot of people were complaining when, by the time you get to, there's certain states that carry so much use and so much power the way that the primaries go, that by the time it trickles down to the rest of the country, the thing is kind of decided already, and that's what people were complaining about. I mean, if you look at the Democratic primaries, when Hillary and Obama and all of them was running,
mm-hmm.
if Obama didn't win Iowa out the gate, he doesn't make it.
Okay,
he doesn't make it, and it instantly put Hillary on the ropes. But then Hillary made a big comeback in Massachusetts.
And that's my point. Like, it's always, even though Hillary, I mean, Iowa doesn't hold, there's always other states or whatever that hold the caucus that just, they can kind of like bounce around or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's always up. So I wouldn't necessarily say you put Iowa to the back, but I'm like, why don't a state who wants to have the caucus or hold the caucus have something up?
Cool. I just wanted to see how you felt about that. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take this our commercial break, and then we will be back with the second hour of Truth Brothers, and we'll be getting into masculinity. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door, cause when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Time doesn't matter, and that's a fact. In fact, it's full, but it's a big impact. Oh. Bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly dust it and part as well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Everybody does it, they like it a lot. Just don't get caught. It takes a few minutes if you don't delay. Take your time, make your best all day.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Delightfully toasted and hard as well.
Enjoy yourself, we
corn nuts. An intensely crunchy corn snack comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Rings, all night standing central. Follow me now. They say, say hi, take it, you're rolling hip hop. Say, day rolls, if you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say, you're rolling hip hop. Say, black dog, come to rocket gun. From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate, the whole and not the half.
Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Divine.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
Or you can also hit us up at our email address at wewanttruth@att.net. And Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we're also standing by on Facebook and Twitter.
That's right. And that magnificent voice that you heard is our producer, Supreme Candace. And we are launching into the second hour of Truth Brothers. Man, I am having a ball tonight. This has been fun.
Yeah, I always enjoy this.
This is the first show of the new year.
Yeah.
And we are growing by leaps and bounds. And you know what, man? I just like to ask the listening public out there right now, man, if you digging what you're hearing and you like the show, hey, go to iTunes, put in a review. Put in a couple of stars and tell the world how you feel about Truth Brothers. iTunes like it and it benefits us as well.
It benefits you. The reason I say that is because we do this, or we're trying to continue to do this for you guys. We want to give you guys an outlet. We want to give you something where you can voice your opinion on certain levels that other stations and other shows won't allow you to. We want to give you a chance to say whatever you want to say when you want to say it.
That's right.
That's why we do this.
That's right. And you know, if you are liking the show, man, tell 3 friends about us. Tell 3 friends. You can email the show. You can email the show to people. You can do that from Blog Talk Radio, or you can do that from iTunes. Mm-hmm. You can email the show. You can put it on your phone. Sit down with one of your friends, man, at work, and put the Truth Brothers on your computer while you're doing your office work, and get a good laugh in.
Right. We try to keep it so you can play it in your office area, right around your cubicle, and just enjoy your day, and you know
you can pick us up anywhere, man. You can put us on your phone. You can listen to us on. We have someone who listened to us on the subway.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we
sure did.
We're portable, man. You can take the Truth Brothers anywhere, and start next month, man, as we continue to grow, we're going to be coming up with nice fun ways to reward people with Truth Brothers t-shirts.
Yeah, because
so
lot of
those are big bouncer t-shirts that our dude said he's seen us in. You can have one too and be a bouncer yourself.
Right. The Truth Brothers bouncers. Get the truth slapped out.
That's right. And I want to say that this portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Uncle Ben's Harry Back Tossed Fruit Salad at Uncle Ben's. We are bringing Harry back.
Also, this second half, again, is brought to you by Jordan Brand Jordans. Now, 30% off. You can get a pair for $900, actually. Jordan Brand Jordans. Because you don't even know if them kids are yours.
Wow.
Hey, those are riot shoes.
Oh, yeah. Also, you can buy those at your local Rollback store.
That's right. All products can be found at Rollback. Roll your checks back
everywhere.
All right. Now the second hour, Ben, is a bit of a link from last week's episode. We was talking about Kanye taking a year off in his career, and he's going to Paris to start a clothing line. And we found out that he's actually making what, men dresses, right?
Man skirts, whatever. Shorts for thugs.
Right.
Shout out to Aaron Magruder.
That just brought up a whole thing of, you know, my question is masculinity dead? What does it mean to be a man in the 21st century?
From the walk to the talk, to the way you dress, from the way you carry yourself, your responsibilities.
That's right.
Like, that's B100.
We being 100 back in the day. And I'm just using archetypes here. I'm not talking about the personal individual. I'm talking about the image that they supposedly predicted, which is supposed to be the image of a man. You're talking like Cary Grant. You're talking Jim Brown,
mm-hmm.
Fred Williamson, John Wayne, I guess.
Rugged, tough.
Right. A man was supposed to be rugged, tough. And I don't know about the whacking thing that my boy said last hour.
Yeah, about whacking.
Yeah, I don't know about whack-a-mole, but
sex without condoms is crucifixion. What?
Right.
Whatever. Go.
But
go,
you know, the thing is, a man was supposed to hold his family down. I mean, luckily, I mean, when I was coming up, I had two terrific images of manhood in my life, and that was my father, big ups, dad, and my grandfather. Man, my grandfather, man, was no joke. My grandfather was one of the baddest men I had ever seen in my life.
True.
And to me, that was the cast. Those two people was a casting mold for me. So that's how I try to do my walk. And and then I want my children and my son to see how I walk and try to emulate that. But when you come up in a time in the 21st century where, hey, men can have blonde streaks in their hair now. Men can
wear dresses.
Men can wear capris. I know I'm kind of older, and for me, all that just goes against my programming. So when I see it, you know, this whole thing with the sagging pants, man, I came up in a time where your grandparents or your parents saw you walking around with your pants sagging. They hit you in the back of the head and say, pull your pants up. You look like a retard.
True.
So,
you know what? I blame a lot of that on a lot of people wanting to give their kids the freedom because they want to be their friends. Other than that, I know it's not like I'm stepping off of the manhood thing.
I got you.
It's just I feel that a lot of people give their kids a lot of freedom to want to be their buddy instead of wanting to be a parent. That way, oh, my kid just expressing himself by letting his pants hang. No, your kid looks like a fool by letting his pants hang.
Dig that.
And it's just the thing is, real quick though. Two things real quick. Today's show, a lot of people, I just want you to know, it's not going to be a bashment towards females. We're not going to be doing that. It's just, I'm getting upset at the way men are being projected right now. I'm getting upset at the image that we're being left with. I'm getting upset with a lot of things that is becoming acceptable for young men, such as myself. And it's like, I get a look on, like, I can get, here, key point real quick. I walked up, I was going somewhere, I think I was going to a grocery store, and I was holding the door for a lady, and she actually said, and she looked at me and said, wow, I didn't expect you to do that, and I thought chivalry was dead. And it's like, that's the first thing that happened, right? And I was like, yo, you know, it's just things like that is what my pops instilled in me. You hold the door, you pull out chairs, you know, you do things like that. That's what a man is supposed to do. And the fact that she said that, because it's like at a certain point in time, that was just expected of you.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like men have become so the image has become so docile. It's like it's not
watered
here.
Down.
It's watered. It's not
watered
here
down.
Anymore.
Right.
And women feel like, OK, well, if he's not going to do it, I have to. And men have become OK with that.
Right. I mean.
It does seem like it's some severe role reversal going on.
Yeah,
As far as relationships go between men and women.
And does that role reversal, is that role reversal part of the problem? Because like you say, this isn't about bashing women, but we're talking about when I came up, it's certain things you don't do to a man. It's
absolutely.
Just certain things you wouldn't do. And now this whole, the age of the hyper-aggressive woman, the woman quick to want to fight a dude, man. When I came up, a man isn't supposed to fight a woman,
right?
No matter what the circumstances were. But now you're in an age where a woman could shoot you, a woman can stab you, and you get put in this null space when confronted with a hyper aggressive woman,
right?
Where you know where before you know. A woman would say, you don't do that. I mean, you can be mad. You can say your piece. It ain't about you don't speak to a man.
Yeah.
You get your point out. You make your point known to anybody.
Right.
But you don't put your hands on a man.
Yeah.
I think part of it comes from a lot of broken homes as well.
That,
you know, people coming up. And it perpetuates this vicious cycle. So, you know, just a case in point. Just hear me out on this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a woman. Well, you have a little girl that grows up to be a woman. Now, she's raised up with, you know, hypothetically say nothing but women.
Right.
She, in all honesty, doesn't really know what to look for in a man or what to expect from a man. And she's in the situation where now she has children which he probably had from a man, but maybe he's gone off or, you know, something to
dirty.
Do. Or she didn't know how to keep him because, once again, you didn't have anything, any strong male presence while you
right.
were coming up.
Right.
So this turns into something, this transcends into something, into her character where she feels like she's got to be the bread. She's got to birth the child. She's got to be the breadwinner, the educator, the, you know, all she's got to wear all these many hats and then carries this chip on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, saying all that to say, I think this is something that is, you know, becoming more of the norm.
It is. And the thing about that is, and I have something I wanted to say about that. I mean, a lot of this is going because, I mean, shouts out to all the men that are out there that are trying to do the right thing and just stand up and be men all together. And I, like you, bro, I've been surrounded by men. I'm blessed and thankful to have that vision of knowing, but also in myself, I feel like even if I didn't have that, a switch should flip in my head to say, okay, guys, don't do that. Even if I'm not necessarily blaming people who don't have that switch or saying that it doesn't happen, but me just being myself, I feel like I don't know how much of that. I'm sure it had an impact of having them around, but if they wasn't around, I'm sure that a switch of just, it should be a genetic code inside of a guy to know that this is what you don't do. This is what you should do. You should see that if you don't, like you got guys, prime example, women who may raise got little sons. You got that are single parents, let's go back. You got the little sons that'll look up and be like, okay, I want to take care of my mom.
Right.
And by him saying that, that's instantly a step in the direction of manhood.
Right. Right.
That's instantly a step. So he knows now the guidelines to follow without having a positive, strong male influence in his life. He just knows that, okay, I'm going to take my bumps and bruises along the road,
right,
and then I'll just figure it out.
When you mentioned that, it just reminded me of something. Check this out. You know, I'm into nostalgia a lot.
Right.
And I've got the complete collection of the 1967 Spider-Man television show, which was the first cartoon of Spider-Man.
Right.
And I was sitting there with my daughter, and we was watching the origin of Spider-Man. So since this is 1967, this version is more closely aligned to the original because it had only came out a couple of years before the original comic came out.
Right.
So she was comparing it to what she saw in the movie against the TV show. And when Uncle Ben gets killed, the next episode, there's a scene of Peter Parker sitting with Aunt May. And he's telling Aunt May, okay, Uncle Ben is dead now. I got to go out and get a job.
Right.
And she's like, but what about your studies? He's in high school.
Right.
What about your studies? What about this? And she said, you know, we can get by on my pension. And Peter said, and I'm quoting this now, Peter said, no, Aunt May, that's not the way I play it. Uncle Ben's gone now. I'm going to provide for the family. I'm going to get a job. Hopefully it'll be at night. I will work school out. But you barely have enough money to take care of you
right.
and your medication.
Right.
I will hold this family down. And Aunt May said, okay. Just oppose that against the, what 2000, was it 2003 version of Spider-Man?
When the movie first
with
came.
With Tobey Maguire, when Uncle Ben died. He graduates, but you don't see him. He moves out, and
right.
you don't see him holding down nothing.
Right, right.
He's trying to hold down New York as Spider-Man, but you didn't see. They didn't have a scene of him holding down Aunt May, and that's because the diminished picture of a man. That's not a man's responsibility, supposedly no more. That women can take care of themselves and. I don't want to have a shot against women's independence.
Right.
A woman is definitely capable of taking care of herself. But I'm a man. And if that was my mother, if that's my wife, I'm going to hold it down.
No doubt.
Even if I need help, that's fine. But I'm going to hold it down. I'm going to do my part and then some because I'm a man.
Right. No doubt. I mean, that goes without saying, man. A lot of this, I just feel like a lot of things that, and
again, see, I know that I'm going to say a lot of things tonight that I'm going to have to keep throwing disclaimers out, like saying people, I don't want to come across as being a bully or anything
don't
like that.
Don't worry about
it's
that.
Just, no,
just,
I'm just saying.
Just get it out and we'll deal with it.
I think another reason that men, the role of a man has been diminished is because a lot of women put that on a dude where they come into you like, you ain't going to do this, you ain't going to do that. And it's like they become so, I want to do this, but I can't. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Well,
I'm going to do this. I'm going
to
do that.
Real talk, a lot of times when a woman feels that she has to say, you ain't going to do this, you ain't going to do that, it's because 9 times out of 10, the dude ain't going to do it.
Right.
And a woman already knows, she done already had to, I got to hold this down, hold that down. And, you know, if you up and the marriage don't work or the relationship don't work and you up and leave, that's cool. That's understandable. But you're supposed to go back and make sure that your kids, your seeds are taken care of. And that, whether you can't stand that person or not, you're obligated to have to deal with her.
No doubt.
Yeah. And,
no
and,
doubt.
And in the end, if you come and handle your business, 9 times out of 10, a woman is going to respect that. You don't have to, if you separate, you don't have to run her house for her.
Exactly.
But you're supposed to help take care of your kids.
True. I mean,
so,
that,
again, 818-514-1202. Come on, I know y'all got a lot to say
out
there. Come on, let's hear it.
Say. A lot of women are having certain problems and they wanted to get something out and or even ask a question. You got we have a well educated, respectable lady here who can also help with this if you want to get an opinion. So again, 818-514-1202. Don't be ashamed, don't be afraid, don't be scared
to
call
the
show.
Truth, brothers.
So yeah, I mean my personal opinion is I just feel like a lot of times I don't necessarily even blame the women. I just blame the dudes for being scared of man's shoes. I think that's another thing. They're scared to just step into them shoes and say they see them,
okay,
but they don't want to step
you,
into
you
them.
You saying that. Let me ask you this then. Do you feel that it's a cop-out when you hear dudes say, hey, I'm out there trying to hustle up for mine and do what I can. You won't put the full 100 in to find a job or get the skills to get a better job. You'd rather go out and grind. So
or
you
hustle,
think that, right?
Think
or hustle,
grind,
right?
Yeah.
If you're gonna go out there and do that, don't you think that you're diminishing your manhood by not going out and doing it the proper way? Because what's the point in building something up if someone can just come in and take it away from you?
You know what? I feel like, I don't know if Candace was going to jump in on that because I just had.
Oh, I guess
no,
she was.
Ahead,
yeah.
No,
okay, yeah. I know she sounds like. Oh, I got you. I can tell you why, but nah.
No.
I feel like. The reason that is because guys feel like that's an easy way to get something done. It's always easier to go that route. It's hard to stay on a certain path to get something done. It's a long, hard road, but at the end, it pays off.
And there's always, I mean, just because you got to go out there and get your hustle, there's nothing wrong with getting a hustle. If there's a dude out there selling food on the side of the expressway,
exactly,
and he's not selling drugs to kids, he getting his hustle on, and he should be respected.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's all you have to do is put your mind to it. That's all you got to do is put your mind to it.
And
you'll be able to
brothers,
find
man.
Avenues to take care of anything.
Real quick, and I got to go back to my bros, man, because we are losing. I'm tired of us as brothers really necessarily blaming women for all of our problems. They're not always at fault. They're not. They can drive us crazy. But hey, that's what they're going to do.
They can say
the same thing about us. But fellas, we can't get mad. The Jordan brand Jordans commercial that we run is because guys actually do that. Guys will take away from their home and their kids just to make sure they are able to look nice or whatever, just to impress another woman.
That's right.
That's not cool.
That's
take
right.
Take care of your business, man. Just do what you have to do for yours. If you got to go without, just go without. Because at the end of the day, man, what else you going to do anyway?
Well, you know what? As you're saying that, let's just oppose certain things here. Let's structure up some relativism here. If you go out and you buy a $1,500 car, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Get what you got to do to take care of yourself and your family or whatever. But if you buy a $1,500 car and you got $10,000 rims on
exactly.
that car, you a damn fool. And
that's
you're
just,
not a man.
That's
Sorry.
Just it.
That's just true.
If you got if you buy $1,500, if you take $1,500 to get you something to get back and forth to work. Here's what's crazy about that, and it's blowing me. Guys do stuff instead of doing what they feel like they got to do to take care of their crib. They do it to impress other guys. You
Which
buy
is,
rims
yeah,
to impress yeah. other guys. You get clothes to impress other guys. And then when you do get something to make yourself look like a man and try to impress a lady, your guys come to you like, oh, look at this dude trying to be all perspective. And you would stray away from that just to
Which
impress your guys.
Which is crazy.
That, I thought, I thought that impressing a guy isn't manly. My thing is, did what I wanted to do to impress a lady because
exactly.
I was told that's who I impress. Real men understand men. Men roll with men. Men know how another man thinks. That's why actual men can get along. That's why it's a guy code.
You're right. I mean, you know what? At work, we had hired some young people, and I was training them, and they wanted to organize a little Friday night out after work or whatever, and we were setting it up, and my wife beat me and said, "Hey, you need to come home. I got something special for you." I'm like, "Oh, well, see you later." And
right.
he was like, "Oh, wait a minute. So you gonna ditch the guys?" I'm gonna say, "Let me tell you something.
Right.
I would drop y'all in a pot of hot acid
right.
to get to my woman. Y'all don't know. You do.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang around a bunch of hard legs when I can hang around a woman.
And
that
a man,
just don't make sense to me."
And an actual man would understand that and be like, "Dude, I know. Dudes who have that at the house know, like, hey, you know what? Go ahead, bro. We'll get up with you later." They'll just
right.
do it like that. But guys who, I feel a lot of guys that feel like that, guys who don't respect women don't get that.
Right.
And a lot of guys who don't understand the role, they don't understand that, dude, if you want to be a king, you want to be this son or whatever the case may be, you got to know the value of your queen. You got to know what she brings to the table, and you got to understand
right.
that you have to respect her role and respect her and respect what she's going to do. Also, that goes vice versa, ladies. If you want to be this queen and want to be respected as a moon, you have to understand the role of your man and him being a king.
That's right.
Just it play off each other. That's yin and yang. That's just the way you balance each other out. But that's just me talking. I'm just
oh, that's
right.
I
you're
mean, you're breaking it down.
Absolutely right.
You cannot have universal order with the moon trying to usurp the sun. It don't work that way.
Exactly.
Don't work that way. I know some of y'all out there definitely get what
part.
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And it's I know a lot of guys out here that they feeling like it's nothing really. I don't want to say it's nothing really left, but fellas, know that if you are living a certain type of life, the money is coming in now, and you're able to do what you do. Cool, but it's not going to last forever. You can't do everything ever. If you have enough to get out of a certain situation right now, and I'm sure you do. A lot of guys are in it now just because of the lifestyle. But you got enough. I know guys got enough that they can put some money into a laundromat, buy you a laundromat. Now that you done did what you had to do, I'm not even blaming you if you did it for a certain amount of time and you saved your money and you were tipping in for your kid or whatever like that. Now you got enough, but now you're just doing it now for the lifestyle, and you're living a dangerous lifestyle to begin with. Back away. Take the money. Get you a laundromat. Get you a quick food spot or whatever like that. Whatever the case may be, just do. Hey, open a clothing store.
Build. You're just telling them.
Yeah,
build.
Just
okay.
Leave your kids something.
Right. Getting off that for a minute. I want to deal with something else real quick. Just get go. Stop thinking that just because some dude is homosexual that he's not a man, because that's a fatal flaw that could get you beat the hell up.
True indeed.
More or less.
True indeed.
Everybody, the entire community over there don't run around transgressing or whatever. Some people just do their job every day and do what they do. You
right.
know what? At this point, man, I got to give it up to my uncle, man. My uncle's gay.
Right.
Well, my uncle has always been a stand-up dude. He's been a stand-up cat, man, and I love him for it. I'm not going to sit there and extricate him because he's
it's
homosexual.
Lifestyle,
that's got
right.
nothing to do with it. The man has always taken care of his business, and he's always done right by me and done right by my siblings. So I cannot sit there and I'm not going to toss him under a bus because how he walks is different than how I walk.
Right.
The man is a man because there's a whole lot of dudes who's got women right now are bigger punks than
exactly.
some homosexuals.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to check that.
Yeah.
That's just keeping it real.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, see, the thing about goes back to what I said earlier about what you just said, that men still understand men. He handles his business. That's one part of being a man. You take care of your business in the door. That's immediately how you kick things off. But, again, you know, another part is, for this, ladies are becoming so successful that a lot of dudes downgrade them to bring them to their level. They sink their confidence and they sink their
right.
abilities to bring and their potential to bring them down to their level. So now all the potential that this young lady has been sunk and stolen and diminished
yeah.
to a point where now she can't reach her potential anymore
right.
because this dude is nothing. Ladies, real quick. Learn what you're dealing with before you get into it with this dude. Learn
well,
what you're working with.
That goes both ways.
No doubt.
That
no
definitely
doubt.
Goes both ways. You know, you definitely have to keep your eyes open in the door. You know, I think
mm-hmm.
a lot of problems are you know, superficial. You know,
no doubt.
Man meets woman, man becomes infatuated with woman and doesn't think about her, you know, her situation as a whole. He may be attracted to her,
right.
you know, maybe he thinks she's funny, she's attractive, oh, she's got nice this, she's got nice posterior, whatever. You know, and before you know it, you're in a situation where you become infatuated with that person's vessel and don't know
right.
that person, you know, inside out.
Right.
You know, and it becomes this whole big mess, and now you got kids into it, and that
I mean I truly understand what you're saying when it comes to that, because a lot of times guys being I want to say guys, they look at body. It always starts as a physical attraction.
Well,
nobody.
You don't go see a movie before you've seen the trailer.
Exactly, exactly.
Hey, the dress is the trailer, and sometimes
I mean,
you want to. Sometimes you want to stand in line for that movie, and then sometimes you.
But here's what I'm saying though: if you know what movie you're going to see by which trailer, you don't go up to a dude who has sagging pants, hat twisted to the side, and say, "Oh, I can't wait to see that movie,
that's
and I'm gonna
true.
Sit into it."
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like
that's
a
true.
Lot of people,
you gotta know who you are.
True.
You got to know who you are. I mean,
true.
For me, a girl with totally blonde hair, a black woman with a totally blonde hair, and the super long, long nails with the diamonds encrusted in them, and the
mm-hmm.
picture of Martin Luther King on the nail in the pinky, don't do it for me. Got to move me. I'm going to keep it moving.
Right.
That's not the type of soul. I don't want to see soul playing.
Right. Exactly.
I want to see the spook that sat by the door. I want
right.
to see soul playing.
Right. Right. And that's just – and that – that's I feel like that goes back to even to when we threw out the whole setting the bar thing, but we're not going to get onto that. We're just real quick. But my whole opinion is I feel like we need to brothers. We really have to step up, man, because honestly, we're losing. We're losing bad. And it's not saying that we don't have any positive brothers left. We do. I know a lot of positive brothers out there. I don't know if I should name a lot of them, but I'm just saying I know a lot of positive
Why would you
brothers.
Name someone positive, but I tell you what, you can debate on that, and we're gonna go ahead and pay some bills, and then when we come back, we'll talk about more about positive brothers and brothers who gonna tell you the truth whether you like it or not. Truth Brothers Radio.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are victims of America.
All in together now. All in together now. Hard truth.
truth soldiering, hard truth soldier shit. Keep on serving them, cause you know.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest barley and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda Malt Liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right, Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor, brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hip-hop should die before I wake. I put an extended clip inside of my ear, yeah. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back with the conversation for the second hour as manhood, the role of manhood, all of that all together. And
my question is, I like to pose a question to the ladies out there. Are you attracted to masculine men? Do you feel like you're attracted to a nice, strong masculine man, or do you think that, you know, Chris Brown is what's bringing you in?
You can't just smash Chris Brown.
No, I'm not just smashing Chris Brown. Like, Chris Brown, Lil B, T-Pain, who was the other one? Whoever. Lil Jon, all of them.
Ew.
All these versions that media give you of manhood and black manhood in particular, what I'm talking about now, are you really, really,
you know,
truly
what?
Attracted to that?
You know what? They're not portraying masculinity. What they're,
I agree.
What it is that they're the high commodity of the minute. So you
I
know,
agree. I mean, to me, if a woman buys a ticket to a Rick Ross concert, what is pulling you in?
You know what's crazy,
what is pulling
though?
You in?
I know a lot of women who look at Rick Ross and just say, he defines men.
I don't get it either.
It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's the tone. It's the look. And another thing is, I feel like a lot of people are attracted to the persona of his lifestyle, because he doesn't live his life
like that. Okay.
But,
I don't mean to cut you off. At the same point, here's my question then for women. What do you value more in a man, a grungy look or intelligence? What to a woman, if I held up a picture, if I held up Rick Ross in one hand and KRS-One in the other and said, choose one, what would you choose? What would you choose?
You're looking at me like
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Make a decision. No, I'm just saying. I mean, to me, I want to, I'm more in the vein of KRS-One.
But it all depends. But see, that's when, you know, you have to look at the woman, you know, as she is. What is she looking for?
But like I say, for conversation, I want someone to call up 818-514-1202.
You know what?
What is so sexy about Rick Ross? What is Rick Ross or John Legend? What would you choose? I mean,
you're really not giving up for the Legend if you do that, man.
I'm just saying.
I can save you. I don't want to see John Legend.
He's a stand-up brother.
He's a cool bro.
So I'm asking. He's smart. He's politically savvy.
But he doesn't. He don't necessarily scream manhood.
But he doesn't necessarily. He don't scream what Rick Ross is screaming either.
But if you compare him to
thugging it. Okay. Why do some people equate thugging as manhood? Thugging
that's a
is
good,
not
that's,
manhood.
You absolutely
walking
right.
Walking around in a prison jumpsuit making a video, don't do it. Just because you tat your body up, don't make you a man.
You are absolute dude. Absolutely
so,
right.
So I'm just saying. I mean, if I try to put myself in a woman's shoes, if I'm looking for a dude, I would think, who am I most likely not to get my car repossessed if I deal with them?
You know what though? I think, more or less, because a lot of women, I may be wrong, and please, ladies, if I'm wrong, please call in and tell me I'm wrong. 818-514-1202. I feel a lot of women don't know, don't really know what it is that they want in a man because they don't know what a man is. I feel like they don't, they have not seen a man, or they've seen a man and they don't, they feel like that was it, that was all, and because of that, they feel like there is nobody else out there that can meet this person's standards or criteria.
I've seen a group of ladies, and I'm not talking about on the street. I'm talking about in an office building. I've seen groups of ladies. Yeah, you see one dude who handles his business, gets it in, goes in and out, go to work every day, handle his stuff, and they consider him as boring and a buster. But when you got the dude that's in the office just crashing and smashing everything in sight,
smashing grab.
Yeah, that got Jordan brand Jordans on, but baby don't have no school clothes. Oh, that's what's hot. I don't get that. That's oxymoronic to me.
The thing about that is, man, I wish I knew why. I mean, it's just, I could never, one thing my pops told me that is still funny to this day, and shouts out to my dad, man, that's really a stand-up dude, because, I mean, a short, quick history, he stepped into some shoes he really didn't have to. That's just all in all.
What a man do.
He stepped into it when one dude dropped the ball, my pops said, forget it. I'll pick it. I'll take it and I'll run with it. Shouts out to him. Shouts out to my uncle. Shouts out to my Uncle Joe, all of my uncles, and shouts out to my grandfather. That is the personification of man to me. Like, I've had that privilege to grow up around that. So shouts out to my grandfather, my uncles, my pops, one, whatever.
Right.
And my little brother,
right.
Another dude, stand up guy.
He's a good guy.
So
he told me if I mentioned the Bears on the show one day, he'd call, man, and he didn't. But he is a stand-up guy.
Yeah, you know, that means he ain't a man. He ain't call in that day.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm just playing, I know. But, yeah, shouts out to my little brother, too. But also, I feel like, but all of them dudes have women next to them that they can play off in some way. They have somebody. You got to have somebody that, like, dudes gotta have a woman that they feel like can bring out the best of them and that can take them to another level, just like the man has to do the same for the woman.
Like you said, you've got to have a woman that's on your team.
No doubt.
She's got to be on your team. I always equate it with, if my house is the Enterprise, I'm Kirk. I need a Spock. I can't run the ship right without a right hand. I can't do that. I can't get anything done without my helpmeet.
That's crazy.
Simple as that.
You've got to be
on a team. And if you're working counter to what he's trying to do, you're not going to get anywhere.
True indeed.
You're not going to get anywhere. And I know a lot of women who will sit there and resent their men. I know a lot of women who resent their men. Resent them. Like, that punk, he blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, there's a lot of dudes doing the best they can with what they got.
No doubt. And the thing about that is, what constitutes you as being a punk, though? That's another thing, ladies, that I'm just curious. Like, outside of him, you know,
right,
being what he did, whatever.
Him getting beat up in the parking lot by a blind man.
Right. Outside of that, what makes this dude that you with a punk? If he's not, a lot of women are attracted to the wrong thing, I feel like, and they will know. And another thing, ladies, real quick, because I got a lot of people, stop thinking that when you get with this dude, you can take him away from a lifestyle he's been doing for years. That does not necessarily mean. Here's one thing, real quick, ladies. You cannot make a man be a man. You can help him become one. That's the difference. You cannot make him be a man, but you can definitely help him become one. But if he has to want to do that. He has to want to say, okay, I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose my family. I will walk this path. But if he does not want to do that, there is no way, ladies, that you can make him stay. Again, sex, ladies, is not gonna make your man stay.
Ooh, you went there.
Dude, I'm being one. I have
Ooh,
to come
right
there.
Now.
I have Truth Brothers Radio.
That's right.
I have to speak truth, ladies. Sex will not make your man stay. He can get that anywhere.
That's
it has
right
to be something you bring outside of that nice body that you have that keeps him there. So challenge your man. Make him challenge him on another level that you just sit back like, ooh, that makes him go, ooh, or makes what we say make you think bust.
That's right. That's right, man. And since you went there and said that, fine. Since that door is already open, I'm going to kick it all the way down. Ladies, stop letting these busted dudes knock you up.
No doubt.
Stop doing that. And at the same
it's
time,
love,
dudes,
ladies.
Stop.
Swinging your pickle.
Yeah, there you go. Stop swinging your pickle. Put a sock on the pickle and stop making babies. Knock it off.
It is what it is. And here's the thing, man. Just real quick. Bruhs. To my real brothers out there who's struggling or whatever, do your thing, man. It gets greater later. You know what I'm saying? Just continue doing what you're doing. But, and I have to throw a button there, stop making excuses, man. Stop making excuses. Stop complaining. Stop doing this because whether you say something or not, whatever's going to get done is going to be done. Whatever
so
you have to
what
do.
So you're saying, you know, if my girl would only let me watch Law and Order, I could get a job.
That's what you're saying.
What you're saying? I need Jordan and Jordans because when I go out on a job interview, I need my kicks to be nice so I can get a job.
What I'm saying by stop making excuses is, fellas, at a certain point, you got to stop making excuses because, oh, my pops wasn't at home, so I don't know how to be a man. That's a lie. I'm not saying it's not necessarily true. It does happen in cases, but the older you get, your bumps and bruises along the road shows you certain things. That's it's the inevitable. It's called evolution. It's a switch in your DNA and your code that says we don't do that.
Okay. You know what? As you said that, it made me think of, man, this is one of my favorite songs in the whole world, man. It's a song by The Coup out of Frisco. And it was called Me and Jesus in a 78 Granada. And it's about this dude who's picking up his pops, and his pop is a pimp named Jesus. Not Slickback, but Jesus. And he's picking up his pop out of jail. And he goes through the time that his pop was a pimp, his mother was a hoe, and he's seen, and his pop only got one arm. He's got a prosthesis on one hand. And he's seen his father kill his mother with the prosthesis, beat her to death. And he saw that. And as he grew up, he was beating on his girl, and his son hated him, and he was reflecting all of that through the song and said that he got to make a change, so he promptly got his pops out of jail, took him to the park, and shot him. He decided to make a change. But, I mean, man, the song is one. If anybody out there, it's called Jesus, Me and Jesus in a 79 Granada. Check it out, man. It's a hell of a song.
I bet.
Hey.
I shot
Remember
the man
dude,
with one
right.
arm.
I mean, the dude said we was on the picture looking hard. I mean, that's how I come with it.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Hey. But,
you ask
I mean,
me around why I don't smile
right,
because life is
right,
hard.
No, right, because, I mean, I came up in a time where I was told men don't just smile for no reason. That's
true.
I was told that a man has a serious mind for serious times.
Yeah.
So that's how I came up.
Yeah.
So as you've seen our picture on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, cool, yeah, you may not think we smiling, but see, we balanced by that picture of Candace there.
Exactly.
And this show is balanced by Candace.
It is.
Candace keeps this show in order.
She does. She provides.
She can't get a raise, but she keeps this show in order.
There you go. Top billing over here. No, I'm just playing. But honestly, man, I wish I knew. I wish I knew the problem, like, with a lot of fellas on why. Like, bros, why are you on a corner? Why are you so scared of a book? Why do you? I'm not clowning nobody. I'm just saying, why do we make excuses?
Is that do men read? Because I mean, if you look at society, society tells you that men are like in Bud Light ads or watch the Spike TV. Nothing intellectual. Men are just. We crush beer cans with our heads, and we love football, and we don't like love stories, and we don't read. Do men read?
I tell you like this, man. I'm being well. First off, yes, men read.
Is it manly to be intellectual?
that's a good question that a lot of people don't. I don't think a lot of women are attracted to real intellect. I think they are more attracted to what a dude outside appearance is versus his brain, his outside and
long. No,
not all. I'm not saying all. I would never say all.
We had just said we held up a picture of Rick Ross and we held up a picture of KRS-One.
I put you like
and
this.
And if you go by record sales, then Rick Ross is winning. That's what they want. If you look at media and what the media tell you,
put it like
this: have that same exact argument maybe 2-3 years from now.
No doubt, we will.
Oh, yeah, we will.
The relevant point is
I'll still be holding up KRS-One, and I'll be having someone
like
else because Rick Ross will be gone.
I'll put you like this, though. I'll give you something real quick. I'll give you two relevant. Put up Lupe and put up Trey Songz.
Dig that. Dig that.
There you go. I don't know too many people that will roll Lupe. Not saying Trey is dumb, but Trey is not matching Lupe on the brand.
You want to go dumb, Waka Flocka.
Waka Trey Song?
Waka
Lupe?
Lupe. Nah.
I'm just saying,
someone smart and someone truly stupid. Now.
I mean, I'm giving the ladies who they eye candy is. They say the songs is my name.
Yeah.
That dude is, you know. And I don't know too many people will go, but a lot of women will roll Songz way but then again, I can't necessarily, but here's what's crazy. I'm not putting all this on women because if you tell a dude, put up Nicki Minaj and put up, give me somebody.
Jill Scott.
Dude's rolling straight for Nicki for the physical.
I drop kick Nicki Minaj off a cliff to get it, Jill Scott.
That's you. I'm just saying, like, I had this conversation with my barber a long time ago.
Right.
And we was like, yo, it was, for me, if I was going to build something, I would roll Jill's way.
Right.
But I mean, it's
Saturday night. And we leaving. And I got a bullet left in this gun.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was popping at the club.
Right.
Nah, I'm not saying, but I mean.
But I mean, as he's saying that seriously, I mean, for any dude, man, a woman can put on certain physical charms and seduce a dude. It don't take much to seduce a dude.
It's not like dudes.
Yeah. It takes a lift of a shirt. Dude is done.
Dude can watch a college basketball game and be like,
oh yeah, okay. I tell you what, let's do another break real quick, and then we'll wrap up this last segment, and then bring this puppy on home.
Right.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'd like to make a request.
What you want here, baby?
Truth Brothers Radio.
I keep the ass popping like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you join the Army, you'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
While them poor grunts are eating sand in the 130-degree heat, we're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some.
Oh.
That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day.
Oh.
In co-ed showers.
Oh.
I ain't lying, pal. Out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die. Unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army is just stupid.
Uh-huh. Another inebriated beat. You know what time it is. Straight for the street.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Look. Crack, don't mess with that. Speed, don't mess with that. Whack, don't mess with that. Breathe, don't mess with that. Knowledge, yeah. Mess with that. Guard, yeah. Mess with that.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we are back for the last segment. Now, that last one by KRS-One to me, that's a manly song. That's a man communicating to people with relevancy, telling them, hey, do this, don't do that. Get with this, don't get with that. To me, a man knows his path. A man knows where he's going, and a man knows what he's about. I mean,
all in all, man, I feel like the role in itself, just the title of the role is fairly simple, but the path to walk is hard.
Well, of course.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, though, the thing is that it does not – it's a fairly simple path. Do this, do that, don't do this. Bam, now set forward.
It sounds easy on paper.
I know, I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if walking the path was easy, being a man would be easier.
No.
A lot of people don't choose manhood because it's a hard thing to do.
True indeed, but it's to put it like this. The pavement is easy to walk on. It's just a long, hard journey. All I'm saying is dudes don't do it because dudes don't want to be men. I feel like
because it's hard. Right. It's easier to fake it. It's easy to pull your pants down and walk around with your drawers hanging out talking about I get it in. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's hard to get, you know.
It's
so
easy to
you
be
ever know the mornings when you get up and you just don't feel like going to work, but hell, the mortgage got to get paid.
Yeah.
That's that walk.
True.
That's that walk. You ever had to just take a loss? A man knows how to take a loss. Knows how to take a loss. You take it on the chin and you keep it moving.
I always finna hit home right there because I was finna say.
Yeah, I mean,
I know a lot of people, man, that just don't know that, dude, because, hey, you're a man, Z, so it's certain things that can be done to you. I'm being 100. Certain things that can be done to you, certain things that cannot be done to you, certain things that if you just take that step and just say what you have to say or do what you have to do,
right,
there's nothing else to
it. You know, nature is everything for me is about balance. Everything
right.
is about balance. And to me, everything is balanced by something else. And for me, a man is strong. A man's will can be strong. A man's physical body has to be strong if you want to survive in this world. But at the same time, you've been balanced by this delicate-ass ego.
Mm-hmm.
You got a man's ego is very, very, very delicate.
Mm-hmm.
And women women may not be blessed with the physical strength to match a man, she's been given that intellect and psychological hammer that can shatter a man's ego in like 2 seconds.
Right.
And they got to understand the power that they have. I mean, as strong as a man can be, and like you talking about, that path is hard, and a woman can break a man real quick.
That's what I was talking about earlier. I was talking about earlier as far as saying, ladies, you got to know you can't – certain things you can't do. Like, if you want him to be a man, I say you can't force him to be one, but you can help him along his path. Now, if dude being whatever he is or whatever like that, you can't just go up and you ain't a man. That's for dudes who I feel like they are men, like that's something that can affect them or whatever like that. But dudes, you got to know if you are, don't let that one thing affect you, because they a lot of times I might be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of times, not just men, but women, I know for sure, say things out of anger. And they'll say something that they want to just get to hurt you,
right,
and they feel like they'll hit home. Like,
right.
Yeah, if I know that you base your life on being a man, I know if I tell you you're not one, that'll strike a nerve.
Right.
Because it's not like you saying, like you were saying about a guy's ego. If a guy if he shows his chest proud, yeah, I do this, I take care of this, and I do that. And you say, oh, well, you didn't do this and blah, blah, blah. And they run back in their head, or not even just necessarily run it back in their head, but they just like, okay, man, I didn't do that one time, but blah, blah, blah. Well, you could have because of blah, blah, blah. It's just, mm-hmm. It's a lot of things that dudes, you can't save them all. That's something that's what your boy Spider-Man said. Or, hey,
Everybody gets one.
Or what? You can't save them all, but you can do the best with what you got. That's it. You can do the best with what you got. Putting your kid, it's a lot more than being a man and dressing like with your son at the mall.
Right.
It's a lot more to it than that.
You know, though, you know, a lot of shows, I mean, I like The Simpsons. I like Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep something real, man. Homer Simpson and what's the Family Guy dude name?
Peter
Griffin. That's not the model of a man. So get off of that. Watching 2.5 Men, it's a funny show.
It is.
But, I mean, what they did is they took two extremes and put them together. Mm-hmm. And that's funny for a show, but quit. You know, people will see the one dude, the player, and be, oh, man, I want to be him.
Right.
That's not real.
Nobody
he doesn't exist.
To.
If he existed, he's got AIDS.
Right.
If dude really existed, he'd have AIDS right now.
I mean, and then you got to look at the seat. You notice how the, like, a lot of times I look at certain people. Like, I look at the Jay-Z and the Beyonce. Beyonce's nowhere near a weak woman. But you have to be a strong dude to hold that down.
That's right.
Like Michelle and Barack.
That's what you said right last week.
Michelle's nowhere near a weak woman, but you got to be a strong dude. Dudes, if you want a strong woman, you feel it's by your side, be a stronger man.
That's right.
All I'm saying.
Don't be afraid to step up your game.
There you go.
That's
even
always be ready to step up. Dude, you can't keep staying in last year's mode. You got to keep updating yourself and bringing up your game constantly. You have to evolve. The only time you stop evolving is when you die.
He who stands still is lost, man.
That's right.
That's just the way it is. If you do not move, you will be left behind. If you don't progress, she will leave you left behind. You cannot, what you do in the be, she, what a keep her attention and what a keep her around, I feel, is when you show your, the more growth she sees in you, I believe, a woman sees in you, the happier she will be with you. That's just my opinion.
Dig it.
Again, maybe I'm just speaking, but it's just what I'm thinking myself personally.
Right. That and that's a real nice thought. And you know what? I mean, this has been a real great show, man, and I really appreciate it. It's the first show of the new year. And again, if y'all liking what you're hearing, if the show is making you think, if you're digging this episode, email it to a friend.
No doubt.
Send it to a friend. We're asking everybody out there to take our show and expose 3 people who don't know about the Truth Brothers to it.
Also, real quick, you can share the Truth Brothers on your page. Even if you, right under there, if you listen on Blog Talk or even when we put this up on our site, you can take this and share it on your page and even tell them, hey, zip to this one part when this was said or whatever the case may be. But we just really want you guys to just take it because, like I said earlier, this show, it's not really about us. It's about giving you an outlet to speak. Because I know a lot of things we're going to say and a lot of things we do say you've been wanting to say, or ladies, you've been wanting to get off your chest and all of this. So just everybody just take this time to tell 3 friends and tell them 3 friends and tell 3 friends.
That's
and we're
right.
We're going to keep it going for you guys.
That's right. And this has been a great show, man. And we appreciate everybody who done emailed us and called us and what have you, man. I definitely appreciate it. And we got anything y'all want to say to wrap this up?
I mean, we can throw out the thank yous to Black Dynamite, Corn Nuts, and Rex Wars and Ibram's World.
All right.
And also, again, real quick, though, Bulls are playing. I hope you're doing good. I missed that. And I miss my boy AD23. I'm going to go home, man. I DVD RG game, so I'll be home watching that in a little bit, man.
True, true. Candace, you got anything?
No. So next week.
Well, all right,
yes, because that's how we end it. And I was like, Jessica, I got you. Y'all pretty much handled it.
Well, you pretty
good
much
show.
Did everything that needed to be said.
The big black guys.
The big, strong, the bouncers. That's right. I gotta go back to Secrets and get on my ship.
Yeah.
Right.
Your Secrets is closing.
Yeah, because I'm not working.
Oh, yeah. I heard Secrets got closed down.
They got me working the Velvet Rope tonight. You get in. No, you too ugly. Go to the back of the line.
Yep. You and get your maboo.
They never get. Oh, I could never have that job.
Really?
Oh, gosh. It'd be 7 people in the club.
Yep. Sorry, lady. There's too many bumps on your face. Who threw acid on you?
Who threw acid on you?
And
back
if I was
line.
You, I wouldn't get it too attached to that foot because they coming for it later.
Okay.
You're too big. Yep.
All right. Well, all right. We're going to take our masculinity packet on up. And I'll be signing off real soon. So I'm going to leave it off to you like this. Hey, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
2 fingers.
Peace.
Another inebriated beat. You know what time it is, straight for the street.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Look.